9 here on the KRLD Afternoon News with Kristen Diaz. I'm David Rankin. We are live in the Mercedes-Benz Plano News Center. The World Health Organization says breast cancer is now the most common cancer in the world, passing lung cancer, which had been leading the leading form of cancer for decades. On today's Ask the Expert, we're joined by Dr. Allison DePasquale. She's a breast surgeon with Texas Breast Specialists, Medical City Dallas. She is on the KRLD news line to talk about that as well as vaccinations. Doctor, thank you so much for the time.
Hello, thank you.
The numbers are growing, showing somewhere in the area of 12% of all the cancers in the world that are discovered are breast cancers at this point. Is that just due to better testing?
Yeah, there's a lot of factors that lead to that increase in number. You know, the number one reason is that people are going and getting their mammograms. Early detection is key. So we are going to diagnose more and more breast cancers as more people are aware of it. Also, you know, the population growth lends itself to more women, which then also lends itself to older women. And as we know, being a woman and aging are the two major risk factors for breast cancer. So that in and of itself can lend itself to surpassing lung cancer, as well as better healthy lifestyle modifications that we are doing in the community to make sure we are reducing the amount of smoking to reduce lung cancer.
Absolutely. We have a listener question. Brent wants to know, how can you get the vaccine if you have had cancer in the past?
That's an excellent question. So you definitely can get the vaccine if you've had cancer in the past, but you want to discuss with your oncologist or your primary care where you are at and the kind of the immunocompromised status of being a cancer survivor. So talking with them about that, they can also give you websites where you do register to get the vaccine based off of your location, and it's through the government. So that is something that definitely I encourage everyone, the moment they have the availability, to please get the vaccine and discuss with your physician prior any health problems that you have that may modulate your name on the list.
12% of cancers are breast cancers in this new World Health Organization study. How is the cure rate going right now for breast cancers?
So the cure rates are going up, which is wonderful. You know, it's based off of stage. And now we know that it's not just stage, it's also the tumor markers or the different types of breast cancer that we have. There are so many new medications that are out there that can help and are adjunct to breast surgery, which is what I do, so that we are able to keep people cancer-free. So get them cancer-free and then keep them cancer-free so that they can remain a survivor for a longer period of time. So that number has risen approximately 5 to 7% over the last 5 years.
Now, has there been any new science that has came out with COVID and cancer patients or breast cancer specifically? Any concerns or any risks?
Yeah, no, so if anyone is on chemotherapy where they are definitely immunocompromised, that is something to be extremely cautious about, either getting the COVID vaccine at the appropriate time or, you know, being very cautious to not contract COVID. So that is why, you know, patients with cancer should have a heightened understanding of where they at, what are their, you know, blood levels like, what is their white blood cell count, and talk with their oncologist to try to figure out when, in fact, the vaccine is safe. But we do know that the vaccine is safe for patients who are immunocompromised, and we do want them to get it, but at the appropriate time.
Dr. Allison DePasquale from the Texas Breast Specialist in Medical City Dallas, thank you so much for the time.
Yes, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Coming up, we're going to check your traffic and weather together on the 8th. We have that wreck still in...